For South Carolina Public Radio, this is South Carolina Focus. I'm Tut Underwood.
Give it to Renew, and Tyler Renew is in! Touchdown, Dogs!
Football season has arrived in South Carolina, a football-crazy state. Along with marching bands and cheering crowds is the familiar sound of the play-by-play man, describing all the action for broadcast audiences. 15-year veteran Mike Legg is in his second year as play-by-play man for the Citadel. He says the confident, knowledgeable voice listeners hear is the result of a lot of preparation before each game.
It probably takes me about 25, maybe 30 hours to do everything I want to do for a football game. When you get in the booth, you can't remember everything. So don't let your preparation rely solely on your memory. I set it up where I know where to find information when I need it, and that's how I kind of prepare for games.
Most games are exciting, Legg says, but occasionally a game will be slow, or the home team can be way behind with no hope of winning. What does the play-by-play man do then to keep the audience engaged?
You can always rely on notes that you've taken that might not have ordinarily made it into a game and get them into the game. You can talk about next week. You can talk about what the other schools in the league are doing on that particular day. I think there are a lot of things you can do that you wouldn't ordinarily do because of the way the game is going.
Ball on the ground, and it's blocked. Newberry's got it. Picking it up. Touchdown, Wolves. Touchdown, Wolves.
Jimmy Coggins, play-by-play man for Newberry College since 1982, came by his job naturally. His father was the first play-by-play man for Clemson, and Coggins grew up in the press booth. He loves calling games and still follows his father's advice.
My dad used to say, you know, you can tell a lot by the play-by-play guy if you take a radio into the stands and listen to the game that he's broadcasting. Sometimes it's not the same game in some cases, but I've had a lot of really, really nice comments, and it makes you want to work that much harder.
After 33 years, Coggins has seen some great victories. One occurred in the final moments of a game as Tusculum threatened to end Newberry's unbeaten streak late in the season.
Newberry had no timeouts. They were behind. Tusculum had the ball, and I made the comment that all Newberry can do is stand there and watch the clock run down. There's nothing they can do about it. And about that time, Tusculum handed the ball off to a running back. Our corner came up, stripped the ball away, and ran for a touchdown, and we won the game as the clock expired to remain undefeated.
The play-by-play man has to stay focused on the action and be alert to unexpected situations to stay on top of a game, Legg says.
There are sometimes when the game is better than you, and there are times when you have to be better than the game. And that's what I always try to do, is to be equal to or better than the game.
The veteran broadcasters don't need much to get them pumped up for a game.
It's a frenetic pace almost all week long, and oddly enough, on the morning of game day or on the early afternoon of game day is one of the more peaceful times of the week, and you can just kind of breathe.
To Coggins, the excitement starts even before the game does.
I don't know, I still get that thrill when we're about to go on the air. And to me, when that dies, I'll probably quit, but it hasn't yet.
Both men anticipate being behind the microphone long after most people would consider retiring.
Takes out, gives it off to Elmore again, up the middle, touchdown, Darrell Elmore. He just blows into the end zone.
Ten hook! There's a cadet in the end zone.
This SC Focus report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. With South Carolina Focus, I'm Tut Underwood for South Carolina Public Radio.